As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee definitely brewing on this stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Friday, January the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Lots of news today, hard facts, certainly. We might even advance some solutions for you, even if we have to infer them from other causes. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of small town America, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out again, as we love to do every morning, to our micro broadcasters, Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Trying to get that phone bridge up and working for you as we speak. This morning, the 40th World Economic Forum continues in Davos, Switzerland. We'll talk about the decade of vaccines, the $10 billion man, Bill Gates, migration on the global plantation. That'll come up in the discussion of the Gates family there. Precious metals and equities decline. That's going to be in our market reports. The history of law continues. Readings in philosophy of law and other places. Go into arbitration and contract law, all of that and much more. Let's go to that market report for Friday, January the 29th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold plunging off so far at 9 o'clock a.m., off $2.20, though it's going further south than that right now, at $1,083.20 an ounce. Silver losing 3 cents in early trading at $16.20 an ounce. Platinum up $3 at $1,513 an ounce. And palladium off $3 at $416 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,078.30 for a low, $1,090.50 for a high. In a rather large spread in there, $12 or thereabouts. At $1,083.20, however, your gold is still up $174.20 an ounce. At 19.18% or a 19.18% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,082.75. We're trading just above that now, but it's likely to go below that. It looks like things are going to go south. A lot of action happening in the gold market this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off yesterday 116 points at 10,120. The NASDAQ was off 42 at 2179, and the S&P down 13 at 1,085. That and so much more right after these words from our sponsors. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for Friday. As active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, again, we find that gold is trading off $2.20 in early trading at $1,083.20. It's going below that now. Silver off 3 cents at $16.20. Platinum up $3 at $1,513 an ounce. Palladium up 3 at $416. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, $1,078.30 for a low. We'll see how much lower it's going to go. It seems like it's going to plunge a bit this morning. $1,090.50 for a high. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 116 yesterday, closing out at 10,120. The NASDAQ was off 42 at 2,179. The S&P 500, standard no so very poor 500, losing 13 at one, closing at 1,085. The crude oil this morning up a buck and $1.05, trades at $74.69 for a barrel of light sweet crude, those 42-gallon barrels. You do the math on that. Just take your $74.69 divided by 42. You'll see what the bottom line price is on crude oil these days. The U.S. dollar index, the culprit of the day, continues to move up now above 79. The basis point there, I don't know what exactly it actually is. The U.S. dollar index is a trade-weighted basket of currencies. It's traded on this Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., and for the life of me, I can't figure out what that might have to do with the dollar, but that's what it is. And so when everybody's talking about the dollar is going up or the dollar is going down, they're looking at this particular market. It's this U.S. dollar exchange, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. You might jump up, visit on that, and see if you can't come to some enlightenment. Anyway, moving up 5 basis points, trades at 79.01, and that then impacts the foreign exchange rates, and the foreign exchange rates are all over the place this morning. The Canadian dollar moves up 11 basis points, trades at 94 cents U.S. That Mexican peso, as resilient as it is, moves up 55 basis points, yet still at 8 cents U.S. You can get 12.9789 pesos. That's the exchange rate, your multiplier there. 12.9789 is your multiplier, and you're getting pesos for 8 cents a pop U.S. The euro this morning down 0.06 or 6 basis points. It's trading at $1.40. It's been much higher than that in the last month. The British pound off 50 basis points or 0.50%, half of a percentage point. It's trading at $1.61 U.S. And the Swiss franc up 0.09 or 9 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. In the bond market, the 2-year yield this morning 0.90%. That's where it's been most of the week. I guess they had to bump it up a little bit, make it look prettier for Davos. The 10-year is running at 3.67%, and the 30-year bond or the treasuries, they're yielding 4.57%. The mortgage market this morning, we see a little bit of a decline month to month. They're from 4.65% a month ago, now at 4.56%. The 15-year mortgage continues to move down, and the 30-year moving down a bit today also from 5.37% a month ago, now at 5.13%. Go back up and look at this number in the gold market. We can see that our year-on-year return on your investment of $174 reflects a narrowing or a reduction in that annual gain that we've seen all through this past month, through the January, the December-January roll-up, that big run-up. But we have to keep in mind when we're looking at that is that a year ago, that was the impact through the December, January of the previous year. So every year at this time period, according to my records, which go back for a decade, we seem to go through this period where there's the price of gold runs up in the middle of the winter here, right towards the end of the year. There's a lot of short covering, that they call it, in the marketplace where people have been speculating in these markets, and they clean it all out at the end of the year for their tax records and other things like that. So anyway, I don't think things are nearly as drastic as they might appear. There certainly is always a drop in prices about this time of year. If you wanted to get out of gold, you should have done it a month ago. But if you hang around, it's going to go up and probably go up. I don't have a crystal ball and I don't use a Ouija board, but I'll say that it's likely to go up, and very likely coming into December of next year will be a good time to dump your gold if you want to dump your gold. So right now I'd say you ought to stand pat, take advantage of the dropping price of gold. If you want to buy gold and silver and platinum and palladium, now you might think about picking it up on the dip. And that's what they say, buy the dips and take profits when it's high. I don't know why it is in America that people typically buy when it's very high and sell when it's very low, but it does seem to be a bit of a phenomenon in this country. Unusual things going on in the marketplace, that's for sure. Found a rather interesting piece of news. I'm not going to cover much news today. We've got another angle I want to go to. I want to run over to Davos and listen to Bill and Melinda Gates talk for a minute or two. But this is an article I pulled off. It's got to be the goofiest piece of news I've seen in a long time. Mice tail turned into brain cells in a feat possible for humans. This by Rob Waters off of Bloomberg. Skin cells from the tails of mice were turned into neurons able to form connections crucial to brain function, a study said. The Stanford University scientist who performed the feat said it should work with human tissue. The research, published today in the journal Nature, is the latest demonstration that cells' basic function can be transformed by inserting or turning on the right genes in their DNA. In this case, that was accomplished without first turning the skin cells into the equivalent of embryonic stem cells before they were changed into different kinds of body cells. The work provides a more efficient way to make neurons from the skin of people with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease than a method developed 4 years ago by Shinya Yamanaka of Kyoto University in Japan. Yamanaka's breakthrough showed that skin cells from the mice or humans could be made into stem cells and manipulated again to become any cell in the body. The paper might be a landmark, said Jeannie Loring, director for the Center for Regenerative Medicine at the Scripps Institute in La Jolla, California. Quote, "There's a long history of failure in this field. Researchers have tried for 30 years to convert a common cell type into neurons. People publish papers, but no one ever made a real neuron." And I'd have to say that this may be the classic and the true tale of getting one's head out of one's butt. If they're successful with this, then maybe it's something that we could use here on radio. If we can turn mice tails into brain cells, we can do dang near anything. This one comes out of Bloomberg as well. Has a little bit to do with the current makeup in politics. Republican Party is going to consider alternatives to a candidate's litmus test. Oh, we'll pick that article up right after these words from our sponsors. Be right back.
Forty Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press. And you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yes. Pretty encouraging news, though, don't you think? The opportunity, perhaps, Stanford University scientists coming up with a way of getting our heads out of our butt. Wouldn't that be incredible? Wouldn't that just be a breakthrough? It would really help the movement, so to speak, as they say. And as a on a programming note, before we go to this next news article here, I was scheduled to speak at a conference in Springfield coming up this tomorrow. But it's 24 degrees here in sunny southwest Missouri. It's snowing. It's been snowing all night. We had freezing rain overnight. And so we've got a couple of inches of snow on a layer of rind of ice, which would make traveling exceedingly risky. So I may best have to cancel out on that. I'll be in touch with the organizer, and we'll see how things go during the day. But there's a storm all across the southern tier of counties in Missouri, the northern parts of Arkansas. It's a cold front that's moving horizontally, virtually west to east. It's going to be arriving out in the Washington, D.C. area in a bit, and it's leaving a, it's quite a development. There's no doubt about it. Potential for quite a bit of snow accumulation as well. And in addition to that, down in Texas, they're looking at a line of lightning storms in there. Thunder and lightning coming on them and at them, followed by a considerable amount of rain. It might be 3 to 6 inches of rain. So it's not really a good weekend to travel around, and maybe they'll consider postponing their meeting until next week. Anyway, with that said, this is a story I pulled off of Bloomberg this morning in regards to the Republican Party. We're going to the big confab that they're having over in Hawaii. Right now, the Republican National Committee, this article by John McCormick, pulled off Bloomberg New News, the Republican National Committee is set to review a proposal today that would require party leaders to determine whether candidates wholeheartedly adhere to the party's platform before backing them. Now, as you know, on Become Vocal Local, we talk all about this idea of embedding within this established two-party political system, whether that be the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. We need participation on both sides to affect what I call Plan B, which is basically the taking over of the established two-party political system from within. And, of course, through the Republican Ron Paul, the Republican Libertarian Caucus, and their candidate Ron Paul, we discovered that we were able to pierce the veil at the lowest possible level, the county precinct, the local voting precinct level, and embed within these parties, only to meet with substantial resistance when we got to the state convention and at the various caucuses. And so here, this is a reaction to the proactive people who were affecting what I affectionately call Plan B. But let's hear a little bit more about it. A resolutions committee yesterday approved the alternative to a more rigid proposal that would require candidates seeking party contributions and support to agree to at least 8 of 10 positions on issues including abortion, gay marriage, and gun control, said James Bopp Jr., an Indiana lawyer who sponsored the initial proposal. Now, when we think about the political parties, you understand, of course, if you've been paying attention, listening to this broadcast, that their sole purpose is to not only facilitate the election process and to keep that dream alive, that myth alive, but also to select, recruit, select, run, fund, and win candidates. That's their primary mainstay, though some in the party have taken odds with me or disagreed with me in public on that. This article refutes their statements and confirms mine. But again, it's just a matter of studying political science. I'm not too concerned about what someone says in a public meeting. I'm more interested in what the histories of the parties have shown. But again, a resolutions committee yesterday approved the alternative to a more rigid proposal. In other words, they're throwing up firewalls and bulwarks against embedding, infiltration, permeation, penetration by independent-minded people who want to take these parties over and bring them down and get them out of our way so that we can get back to a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government sometime in our lifetimes. But this is a blocking move. This is a reaction. There's a synthesis in here if you look for it. Continuing, the alternative approved on the second day of the RNC's winter meeting in Honolulu would require party-backed candidates to adhere to platform beliefs and issue positions. Quote, the resolution that was adopted by the committee satisfies the concerns that I have, Bob said. There's no checklist. So they are trying to move away from the idea of having a checklist where people have to announce or check off their party platform issues that they will promise to support. And they're just basically backing it into a little bit more of a platform belief and issues deal. Continuing, if approved, the alternative proposal will make the party stronger, Bob said. Bob said, here's the quote, for the first time in history, we will be considering as one of the factors in supporting a candidate their adherence to conservative views, he said. Quote, if we want to win, we need to act like conservatives, close quote, act like conservatives. So it's an actor's game. It's an actor's guild. There's no doubt about it. A bunch of thespians. Well, I won't go to the rest of that sentence, but definitely actors. But if they want to win, they're going to have to act like conservatives, whatever a conservative is, that they don't define. But the idea here of taking strong stances against abortion, against gay marriage, and against gun control, I guess, would be the three big positions that they want to take. Continuing, RNC Chairman Michael Steele had opposed the so-called Reagan Resolution, named after former President Ronald Reagan, the great communitarian. That had been pushed earlier by BOP and other conservatives. Quote, the idea of creating a test to be a Republican, a test to be a candidate for office in the Republican Party, to me goes counter to everything that Ronald Reagan stood for. Well, we'd all have to find out what Ronald Reagan stood for. He certainly stood for office as president twice. Steele told reporters yesterday, quote, we were about addition and multiplication, not subtraction and division. We're about addition and multiplication, not subtraction and division. Continuing, Steele, 51, also said he intends to seek a second term as the party's chairman when his current one expires in a year. He would like to keep the job, quote, as long as the members will have me. Remember, as long as this established two-party political system is allowed to remain, it will continue to block any meaningful move forward that we, the people, so to speak, may have in mind. Any restitution, any relief, any recovery, any true quote-unquote change is blocked by these parties. These parties are backed by the big pockets. They were established in law for the purpose of dividing the nation. They don't like anybody messing or monkeying around with their system. But at the same time, you'll find absolutely zero support for the establishment of political parties and factions in any of the founders' writings or in the constitutions for the Federal Union or any of the several states. Continuing, my style, this is Steele talking, my style is not something you get used to very easily. I know that. He said, even so, he said, the members of this party, and this is what they reinforced to me, charge me to do two things. One, raise money, and two, win elections. And on those two fronts, I think we're doing okay. So once again, this is the function of the parties. Raise money, win elections. Raise money, win elections. That and nothing else. So let's not suffer under strong delusions. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide.
at OracleBroadcasting.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again, closing out this article in regards to the Republican Party considering alternatives to candidate litmus test. They're going to continue in this article now to move away from this idea of testing the candidates. It's like, I don't want to go into it. I don't have the Constitution in front of me, but the idea of having a test for voting and having these various and sundry kinds of tests have in the past thrown a lot of fire, not only in England, but also in the United States in our founding time period. Really, if you want my honest opinion on this, I think we need to get rid of the parties, as you very well know. The parties do nothing but stand between us and a representative system of government. They have basically overthrown the country. Through the machine, if you will, and they block us from having any kind of effective representation, and the sooner we can be done with them, the sooner we'll be able to begin Operation Clean Sweep, not only at the federal level, but in the state and county levels as well. This is something that we must do. If we don't do it, it's just going to be, here comes the new boss, same as the old boss, for the duration of our lives, however long or short that might be. Continuing here, from the article, Steele criticized the State of the Union speech Barry the Usurper delivered to Congress on the 27th. The quote, "The president has an acute sense of campaign fever," he said. "He's been campaigning since he's come into office and it has not stopped." Well, this is a little bit of a disingenuous dialogue here. largely because the first term of every candidate elected to any office is always invested in re-election. Back so long ago when I was invited to run by the Republican Party of the state of Washington for District 1, Position 1, House of Representatives in Washington, as part of the training process, the senator that was my sponsor informed me that basically in your first year as a state representative, you find out where you park your car, you locate lodging someplace near the Capitol, you figure out where you get your paycheck, and then you start campaigning for a re-election. And that's basically what a freshman would do. And so we've got a freshman president here, and we shouldn't be surprised that he's not going to even stop. I mean, there's not even a speed bump in his campaign program. He's been campaigning since day one, and he's not stopped. And so in that regard, the article is correct, but there is more to the story than what was stated. Obama has taken the wrong path on trying to restart the economy, Steele said. Of course, Obama is trying to restart an economy that was slaughtered by the Republican predecessor and the Democratic predecessor and the Republican predecessor, and oh my, what a mess. It has everything to do with Main Street and Wall Street working together, he said. And yet, when you start vilifying Wall Street, when you want to attack the banks, it makes it much more difficult to effectively address unemployment. Well, that's a bunch of claptrap if there ever was any. But anyway, more than 100 RNC members, Republican National Committee members, are attending the conference at the oceanfront Hilton Hawaiian Village amid swimming pools and lagoons in the city where the usurper claims to have been born. Steele said he has been, quote, a little bit frustrated, close quote, by suggestions in the media that the committee should not have met in such a lush setting amid the economic challenges facing the United States. None of the highest profile possible 2012 Republican presidential candidates are attending this gathering. I'm continuing, closing it out. This is a competitive state for us, he said. We're in Obama's birthplace. Right. This is his backyard, and I wanted to make sure that everyone across the country knew that this party was going to compete on every inch of soil in this nation, whether it's in Illinois or Hawaii. We're going to be here, and we're going to compete. Barry the Usurper carried Hawaii in the 2008 presidential election with 72% of the vote, while Republican challenger John McStain won 27%. Hawaii Governor Linda Lingle, speaking to a gathering yesterday, said Obama has a tin ear when it comes to protecting the nation from terrorism. Here's another one stuck on stupid. Elected in 2002 as the state's first Republican governor since 1962, Lingle was especially critical of the placement in a federal prison of the suspect in the failed terrorist attack on a Northwest Airlines flight to Detroit from Amsterdam on Christmas Day. Stuck on stupid number two. Quote, your number one responsibility as a president in this country is to protect the people in this country, and we need policies that match that obligation, close quote, she said. Well, governments are certainly instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And as far as protection is concerned, we have the amendment we need to accomplish that ourselves. If, here's another quote, if his fellow Democrats stick with him and support that point of view, that will just make it that much more likely that we can win the House and pick up a lot of seats in the Senate and win governorships in this November's election. So you can see where this campaign is running. So I'm trying to encourage you to pay attention that 2010 is an absolutely critical election year. We need to do everything that we can do on a local level to embed within the established two-party political system as county committee men, county committee women. Look at the school board races now just behind us here in southwest Missouri. Look at your aldermen, your city councils, your town councils, your county government, all of the various boards and agencies, your university extension programs. We need to have intelligent people who are informed on the issues involved in our political process as we have never needed them before, and I hope I can count on you to do what you can to become vocal right where you are. That's why I say become vocal local. Now let's go over here to the World Economic Forum. Bill and Melinda Gates have pledged $10 billion in a call for a decade of vaccines. This is off the weforum.org, the worldeconomicforum.org website, off the front page. I'll just read a little blurb from this, and then we'll play a clip. In fact, let me check the time. I think I'll play the clip, and if there's time, we'll run the blurb afterwards. Let's go over here and play this clip. This is Bill Gates speaking.
Well, good afternoon. It's great to see you all here. 10 years ago at this conference, Linda and I announced our commitment to vaccines, and that was also the formation of the Gavi group. And over these last 10 years, the success of both increasing vaccine coverage and getting new vaccines out has been phenomenal. So at this milestone, we're essentially redoubling our commitment. Over this last decade, we've spent $4.5 billion on vaccine research and delivery. And today we're announcing a commitment over this next decade, which we think of as a decade of vaccines having incredible impact. We're announcing that we'll spend over $10 billion on vaccines. That will help invent new vaccines. That will help get some new vaccines out. That will and help increase the coverage. Now, our commitment alone isn't enough to take full advantage of what needs to be done. We need the increased generosity of the rich world governments. Health, the amount of aid that goes to health and vaccines in particular has gone up, and it needs to go up even more. We need help from the developing countries as they put priority on this in their budgets and the quality of their delivery systems to get out and reach every child. We also need more public-private partnerships, whether it's the new entities that have been created to do the discovery or Gavi or the drug companies. We've seen that we can have a lot of impact and a lot of success. And so reaching out to those companies, getting them to put their best people on these projects and bring their particular expertise is an important part of why we think this next decade we can be incredibly successful. We have some particular challenges that people will be looking at. Polio, completing that is very, very important. That's about getting the vaccines out. So we're excited to be making this announcement. You know, today we've got Julian, who runs Gavi, will be speaking. The donors, Sweden being a great example of a generous donor, have been key to this. And so it's a great milestone and a chance to commit ourselves to this next decade. With that, let me turn it over to Melinda.
Okay, that's Bill Gates. He's speaking at the World Economic Forum out of Davos, Switzerland. And what they're basically rolling out here is a decade of vaccines. So as if we didn't have enough in the news, certainly the infrastructure was built with the swine flu vaccine. The media is aware, the people are awake, and for the next 10 years, we're going to hear about vaccines, vaccines, vaccines.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
40 Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Certainly, you know, we can't, denigrate the contribution of $10 billion from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's no small amount of money. But it's not just coming out of Bill and Melinda's pockets. It's Warren Buffett is in this as well. And what we're really talking about in here, and again, I don't want to take away from what they may ostensibly have in their heart, if they do have that. But I will simply say that there are other fish in this kettle, and we need to be very aware of it. Now we're going to listen to a little bit of Melinda Gates' contribution to this press conference, and then after that I'll talk about it a little greater detail. We'll go into some United Nations documentation, and then in the second hour we'll return to a study of law. But let's bring up Melinda Gates now.
So some of you might be asking, you know, why now? Why this time for us to be reinvesting in vaccines for the next decade? And it's really because of what Bill and I have seen that's been possible, the amazing life-saving advances of this technology vaccine and the success of the Gavi Alliance and what they've really done the last 10 years. When we first got into this work, we were quite surprised about the lag time between when a vaccine would come out in a place like Europe or the United States and how long it took to get to the developing world. That amount of time is starting to come down. We were also quite surprised when we first started looking at vaccines that they were such a life-saving advance, and they were so effective and cost-effective, and yet immunization rates were on the decline if you look back 10 years ago. Now I'm happy to say that immunization rates are definitely on the rise. In the last 9 years, if you take just the basic vaccinations of diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, otherwise called DTP3, the vaccine rate has jumped worldwide from 66% to 79%. That means more children who are staying alive because of these basic vaccines. thanks also to the immunization programs that have been run, polio, which used to be in 125 countries, is now only an endemic in 4 countries, and we are on the verge of being able to actually eradicate polio from the globe. So there's important new vaccines that are also coming for the developing world, two that we're particularly excited about. One is called rotavirus. It's for a diarrheal disease that kills 500,000 children a year. That's just starting to be delivered in the developing world. It will make a huge difference. Another vaccine for pneumococcal disease, which is a pneumonia type of disease that affects 2 million children a year. Those are just starting to be delivered, and we're going to start to see the results in the next few years. We also think the vaccine pipeline is very robust. When we look forward at things like malaria, we will have a malaria vaccine absolutely in our lifetime, and the Gavi Alliance and the vaccines will be another great place through which to deliver those vaccines, make sure we have the financing, and then people like UNICEF getting them out on the ground. So we think the stage is set for extraordinary progress. We estimate that we'll be able to significantly scale up delivering these vaccines, and we'll be able to get eventually 90% coverage in the key countries around the world. That means we'll be able to prevent the deaths with this investment and our partners' investments of over 8 million children in the next 9 years.
Okay, so that's very laudable, very good. I can't take it away from them for that. If that's what they have in their heart, then all the better. Commend them for their efforts. There is something else, though, that I'd like to just draw to your attention, and that is to take a look at countries, for instance, like China, who have for a long time maintained a one-child policy. Looking at countries like the United States, many of the countries of Western Europe, the so-called, quote-unquote, developed countries, where we find an increasingly aged population, an aging population, and a continually diminishing follow-on younger population. That, in the decades ahead, is going to spell real trouble for countries like the United States of America, as we have fewer and fewer young people coming into the workforce. That is very important to understand. Certainly important to understand in the global picture when we look at these developing countries on a global map and draw, let's say, an ellipse around the map that would embrace these developing countries, what you're going to find is that it's going to include much of South America, almost all of Africa, and much of Asia. And that is the place where these vaccines will be introduced and used. Why are they all of a sudden becoming humanitarians in this regard? I believe that the reason for that is because they are looking at a future labor pool. You believe in your heart of hearts that we had a drive to bring an end to slavery at one time, both in England and Europe and in America. And yet at the same time, we are developing an entirely new labor pool, a new labor force, a labor force from the southern hemispheres and from those awkward, backwards countries in Africa. A new labor pool is emerging. And so the idea of coming in and perhaps eradicating polio, getting rid of malaria, of course, they aren't going to talk about the reintroduction of DDT and spraying for the mosquitoes, getting rid of the vectors, but they are talking about vaccines that they might find some way of using to keep alive lots of babies. Well, there's much more in this sound clip that you can find up on weforum.org this morning, www.weforum.org. Like World Economic Forum, you might want to listen to the entire 25-minute presentation, some 26 minutes in length, and listen very carefully because they're talking about these developing countries where the families are able to set aside a little bit of money. They're starting to have some mobile banks, trucks like Brinks trucks or whatever, going out to the villages, collecting the people's little bit of savings, so that they can start to save for their children's future, doing everything for the children as we are, saving money for their children's future so that their children can go to school. And they're also talking about setting up a system of smart cards or IDs so that there could be identification and tracking so that the people's money would be secure, giving up essential liberty for a little bit of temporary safety, as Benjamin Franklin would say. But this idea of setting up these smart cards so that they have their dollar or $2 a month in their passbook savings account, then receiving benefits from the government in the forms of vaccinations, getting the children to come in out of the villages to clinics in town for the final month of pregnancy and delivery. That's your birthing process. That's the opportunity to microchip, to RFID, to establish social security numbers, tracking numbers, and so on and so forth. That's the time to do all of the body of inoculations. That's the time to work with and make establish a relationship, if you will, with the parent or parents of this child coming into the world, just right along the lines of what we did in Germany. There's also the opportunity in this process to begin breaking down the family in these often Islamic world countries and bringing the women and the children into the workforce earlier and earlier, much as the same happened here in the United States and in Europe at the turn of the century last, as Rosie the Riveter came off the farm and moved into town, the beginnings of the women's liberation movement, if you will, women's suffrage, the suffragettes, the abolitionists, all of that. There is a tremendous untapped wealth, reserve force of labor all across the world, especially in the developing countries, that when these women stay at home in their villages, busy in the home, keeping things going, that work never shows up in the gross domestic product. That number just is laying back there. All the years that my own mother kept house and took care of raising the five children, raising us up well, none of the effort that she put forward was able to be taxed. It was all, so to speak, off the books. Had we run a family business, she could have answered phones and done whatever bookkeeping and clerical things necessary to keep that business going, all that off the books, just like on family farms and dairies all across America, where one or both of the spouses, if you will, are off the books. This is not something that goes well in the new global plantation. We'll talk about that a little bit more on the other side of this break. Stay with us for hour number two.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where a
thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And we're going into, we've started out with a little bit of news in the first hour. Listened to Bill and Melinda Gates, their opening statements in a press conference in Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum, talking about their $10 billion investment in a decade of vaccines. And as I said, even though it sounds humanitarian and laudable and altruistic, there may be more to meet the eye. And that is the idea of advancing sustainable development in the 21st century. And I hope that our listeners on this network are very well aware of this United Nations agenda, Agenda 21, and are not fooled by the humanitarian overtones by which it is sold. But do understand that in the developing worlds, in the developing nations, and China is a developing nation, that in the developing world, we will find the labor pool for the future. So it might be just a sad and sorry testimony for those white Grecian, emperors, Romans, and so on and so forth, that really the last man standing will be the Negroes in Africa, as all of the other developing or developed countries virtually have their populations running extinct. And so one of the things that's involved in this is that as a country becomes more affluent, as less and less manpower is necessary, physical labor is necessary to produce the essentials, fewer and fewer children are required. As mortality rate declines through vaccines and medication, medicines and medicine in general, health, nutrition, and all of that, as that all declines, family sizes get smaller. The incentive to have 10 children is no longer as important. You no longer have to throw out whole litters of children just to have enough children to replace the parents when the parents pass along. So these are all parts of this puzzle that we live in when we consider globalization. And what is globalization, but if not sustainable development? In order for the financial centers, the financial houses, in order for the black nobility, if you will, of Europe and America to continue to exercise their hegemony over the rest of the planet, in order for their families intergenerationally continue to remain in power and control, they have to shore up and sustain economic and social development, whether they like it or not. It requires new rule sets, a word that I'm now a little bit more familiar with, thanks to one of our frequent listeners and emailers, Chris from the chat room. Some of you may recognize her. Sent me a rather interesting, lengthy presentation at a war college from a man named Thomas Barnett. I learned a little bit more than I had known before about just what is the geopolitical place today. What is the Pentagon's new map for the 21st century? And so as I familiarize myself more and more with that, I'll be bringing some of that information into our daily discussion as well. But I think we really need to pay attention to the idea of international migration and development, and we'll pick that up right after this.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Friday, January the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's two-hour transmission. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Having a little bit of trouble with our phone board this morning. Let's see if I still have Ed online. Ed from Louisiana, are you with me? Nope, he's dropped. Well, it's been very difficult. If you want to try and call in again, and anyone that wants to call in, we can try it. I've been having trouble with this all morning, but you can try it at 866-841-1065, and if I can and when I can, I'll bring you right up on air. Let's go back in and discuss a little bit more about where we were starting in this first five-minute segment. As we look at this roadmap to peace, if you will, if we look at the planet and the eyes of the global east, the globalization of the planet. This is all about democracy, as Woodrow Wilson said, making the world safe for democracy. This is all about sustaining development. continuing to enrich the power brokers. It's all about the wise use, if you will, of the global resources and the human resources. And so there's much to understand in all of this. And so when we think about things like creating some kind of a boundary on our southern borders or a boundary on our northern borders, and why were the borders wide open, and why do we have our country being overrun by what we consider to be illegal aliens in our country and in our midst? Why would government take a blind view to that? And why would so many of the writers that are talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America, or any of the groups that have organized to watch the borders and things like that, why do they fail to recognize what the real issue is? I don't know. But I believe that I do know what the real issue is, because I've studied the documents right out of the United Nations, and I've referred to this on air before, the Compendium of Recommendations on International Migration and Development, the United Nations Development Agenda, and the Global Commission on International Migration compared. This is put out by ECOSOS, the Economic and Social Affairs Division of the United Nations itself, wherein the Global Commission on International Migration recommendation number 20 reads this wise: local and national authorities, employers, and members of civil society should work in active partnership with migrants and their associations to promote the integration process. Migrants should be properly informed of their rights and obligations and encouraged to become active citizens in the country to which they have moved. This idea of moving around, it's like so many wildebeest or reindeer on the global plantation drifting from one green pasture or green shoot to another. Very, very important to understand this concept, as we have a diminishing population in the developing countries or in the developed countries. The idea of unlimited expansion of populations, the Malthusian theory, is a fallacy. It's another one of these false models, like the Keynesian economic model, that actually teaches that you can spend your way to prosperity. Well, the idea of having more people on the planet than the planet can sustain is absurd, because as people, as I said in the previous segment, become more prosperous, they have fewer and fewer children. And so these population curves, like the hockey stick curve that was used to suck people into man-made global warming and man-made climate change, are just exactly as false as that hockey stick was for climate change. Population does increase for a while, and then it tapers, and then it declines. And that we need to understand. So the idea here in this recommendation number 20 from the United Nations is that migrants, should be properly informed of their rights. You would think, then, didn't we say numerous times and hear many pundits talk about, well, they have no rights. Illegal aliens have no rights here in this country. Rights, rights. You Americans will soon know what it's like to have no rights any longer. They have no rights. Or do they? Do they have rights that you're not aware of? We foolishly continue to hold up our founding documents as if these are the documents that we live under, that global corporate governance is ruling us by. It's not that way, my friends. This is a long-term goal. This is something we can go looking back at, all right? We talk about the restoration of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. I'm talking about a model, a government model, political science model of representative government, which was very clearly and eloquently and exhaustively outlined long ago, even known to Karl Mordecai Marx. Marx railed against the writings of François Guizot. But François Guizot put it on the map. He mapped out this idea of representative governments in Europe, their history. And what is the idea of a clear separation of the powers? What is the idea of election? What is the idea of the publicity and the importance of publicity in a representative system of government? It was at the time and is remains a unique system. And I think it is a very just system of government. But again, jumping back into this text, the World Conference Against Racism. Why do we need to eradicate racism? equal rights. 42 U.S.C. 1951, I think it is. Tells you all about your U.S.C. rights. Penalties and exactions of every kind. Thanks to Hal Anthony for bringing that to my attention. But the World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africa, 2001, invites international and national non-governmental organizations to include monitoring and protection of the human rights of migrants in their programs and activities, and to sensitize governments and increase public awareness in all states, capital S there, about the need to prevent racist acts and manifestations of discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance against migrants. Why? Because this is the global workforce, my friends. And because when migrants come into the country and go to work, they keep or they retain about 70% of their earnings, and they send home in the form of remittances through Wells Fargo or other banks somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25% of their income. And for states, member states of the United Nations Beast System, states like Mexico, the remittances flowing back into Mexico from their workers around the world are probably, if not the highest or the greatest, close to the greatest generator of gross national product that they have. It's the remittances. It's like tithing to the Catholic Church. When you send 10% of your, give 10% away to your priest, your parish, it all filters up to the Vatican and enriches the coffers there of the guy in the fish hat. When you die and you bequeath a piece of property to the church, when the Jesuits are leaning over your bed, administering last rites. It's just a transference of wealth scheme. Nevertheless, this is a transference of wealth scheme also. But it's an effective transference of wealth scheme because it pumps development money into the developing nations being sent home in the form of remittances.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forty Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And thanks to the dedication, diligence, and intelligent work operating in the background of this network, our phone board is back up again. Ed from Louisiana has been trying to call in this morning. Ed, if you want to try your call again, I think I'll be able to take it now. Any of you that are listening want to comment on the material we've been discussing or perhaps bring up a related topic, you're welcome to do so. The call-in number in Austin, Texas, if you're in the 512 area or have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in at 512-904-8014. And internationally, around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. May or may not get into any law discussion today, but I'm definitely exercised in regards to this information, and especially this idea of a decade of vaccines. You know, we just finished the decade of disaster preparedness. And, you know, we have just been overwhelmed with all this idea about storage foods and getting ready and preparing and 100-mile-an-hour duct tape and baling wire and all of that stuff. Bullets, beans, and bacon and everything else, all the other bees that we've been hearing about in every place, everywhere. Your local newspaper, your electric cooperative booklets, you know, information coming home from your children. We had a decade. It was a United Nations decade of preparedness, hazard mitigation preparedness. And without any fault at all to those that have capitalized on that and gotten into the process, that's what it's all about, my friends. As you know, that if you had here in the United States of America a big stash of store foods or something like that, you would have been looking at them like I have, as the cans rotted out. It sounded really attractive back on rolling up to Y2K, but at this point, you know, I threw away just the other day, discovered an insect infestation in a food storage area, and I wound up having to take a lot of material out. Anyway, been going through that process. Yes, it'd be great. If this ice storm that we're having right now in southwest Missouri turns into something far worse and I'm stranded with or without electricity or travel for a couple of days, I'm certainly sitting in the catbird seat. And I hope you are too, no matter where you are listening to this. We do need to be prepared for the unexpected. But there is a programming that's going on, and now we're moving into another decade. This is another decade of implementation of Agenda 21. This is the program of action for the 21st century. Let's be aware of it. And there's not going to be any end to the discussion of the migration of people on the global plantation. That is not going to stop any time in our lifetimes. Most all of the energy that's being expended by government and governments, especially the United States as the global enforcer, is being done to harmonize, if you will, to bring into the modern ages all of those people in the backward or developing countries, those people who have strong faith systems that are out of step considered by the elite, if you will, as being little more than Stone Age creatures, namely Islam and others, who have kept their women in subjection, if you will, and their families strong, and have not gone down the road of Hollyweird and all of the other amoral behavior that we have in the West. So there is a considerable drive to get in and westernize those people. It has very little to do with Osama bin Forgotten. It has a great deal to do with economic and social development in the developing worlds. Here from the United Nations Compendium again, Global Commission on International Migration, recommendation number 21, particular attention should be given to the empowerment and the protection of migrant women. Haven't you been hearing about the empowerment of women all of your natural life? I have. Again, as well as ensuring that they are actively involved in the formulation and implementation of it and of integration policies and programs. And so as we move deeper and deeper into the 21st century, here in the second decade, we will continue our onslaught in the emasculation of the Islamic male and rise to the top the women in their societies, breaking up the families in the process, as well as destroying their faith. The World Conference Against Racism, out of Durban again, 2001, urges states, in the light of the increased proportion of women migrants, to place special focus on gender issues, including gender discrimination, particularly when the multiple barriers faced by migrant women intersect. Detailed research should be undertaken not only in respect of human rights violations perpetrated against women migrants, but also on the contributions they make to the economies of their countries of origin and their host countries. And I do believe, and I may be mistaken on this, but Singapore exports labor to all of the developed countries, and they have an enormous income that comes back to them in the form of remittances. If you are not familiar with the concept of countries of origin and countries of destination and the idea of remittances, do note them on your notepad and get up and do a little bit of Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, and Web Ferret web browsing and familiarize yourself with the terms. They're essential to understand what's going down today, not just economically and socially, but militarily. Very, very important, fundamental understanding. Let's see if we can get a little bit on remittances. Here it is, Global Commission on International Migration, recommendation number 8. Remittances are private money and should not be appropriated by states. Governments and financial institutions should make it easier and cheaper to transmit or transfer remittances and thus encourage the migrants to remit through formal transfer systems. You can say in that just Wells Fargo. Here in Southwest Missouri, you go into the local banks, and not so much today, but in years past, they had cards, stand-ups, that you would be able to look at if you wanted to get yourself involved with one of these remittance programs. If you were new in the area, there was a program at the bank to help you set up a transfer account. Very important to understand that. The International Conference on Population Development out of Cairo, 1994. Governments of countries of origin wishing to foster the inflow of remittances and their productive use for development should adopt sound exchange rate, monetary and economic policies, facilitate the provision of banking facilities that enable the safe and timely transfer of migrant funds, and promote the conditions necessary to increase domestic savings and channel them into productive investment. And again, if you'll go back and listen on the World Economic Forum website to Bill and Melinda Gates' $10 billion press conference, you'll find that towards the tail end of that press conference, they are talking about this opportunity of promoting conditions necessary to increase domestic savings and channeling them into productive investment. piece by piece by piece, part by part by part, the progressive realization of long-held, predetermined, what they consider to be worthwhile goals for mankind and for their kind as well. Here are the six principles of action. Six principles for action, 6 points. I've given these out in the past. But we talk about migrating out of choice, migration in the global economy, women, men, and children. So very rarely do they ever mention men. But we'll pick up migrating out of choice right after this break. Stay with us.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we have returned once again, communicating in the Skype chats with a prospective guest. I would hope to have Bob on with us next week, Bob Parker. Going to be a very interesting presentation. I'm looking forward to that as well. Let's go back into these principles for action again. Migrating out of choice, migration in the global economy. Do listen carefully. We're talking about productive use of human resources in this discussion. And we're talking about making the very best use out of those developing countries' excess populations as the populations of the developed countries diminishes due to our prosperity, due to the fact that we've stopped mating, reproducing, as our food supplies diminish, as one genocide, perhaps after another genocide, are committed against the people through vaccinations and death by doctors, death by pharma, and when necessary, just collective genocides like have been visited on so many people in Europe, including the Ukraine, perhaps on more than one occasion. But here, the principles for action. Women, men, and children should be able to realize their potential, meet their needs, exercise their human rights. Of course, that's not the rights you find in your Declaration of Independence, my friends. That's the Declaration of Human Rights. 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 And fulfill their aspirations in their country of origin, and hence migrate out of choice rather than necessity. This is the idea of outsourcing jobs and insourcing workers. Those women and men who migrate and enter the global labor market should be able to do so in a safe, that would be an environmentally safe and sound, and authorized manner. Were they authorized? Are they authorized? Yes, they are authorized. It's in your face. It causes outrage among the indigenous populations, we the people, but it is authorized. You didn't notice anybody other than Sheriff Arpaia doing any roundups or collections, did you? Of course not. It's authorized. All the green card visas, and then, even if they don't have a card of any kind, they take a skate around the outside edge of law, and they just exist. They fill up our classrooms. They fill up the emergency rooms, the anchor babies, and all the rest of that program. But they're authorized to be here. It's a development. It's an economic and social development program. And because they and their skills are valued and needed by the states and societies that receive them. These are all the jobs that Americans won't do, right? Number two, reinforcing economic and developmental impact. The role that migrants play in promoting development and poverty reduction in countries of origin, as well as the contribution they make toward the prosperity of destination countries, should be recognized and reinforced. In other words, we welcome them with open arms, and we protect them with force of arms. As we redesign government and governance, as we redesign military strategies, for the 21st century. Addressing irregular migration. It's not illegal aliens. It's not illegal immigration. It's irregular migration. States exercising their sovereign right to determine who enters and remains on their territory. Read Israel there. It doesn't apply to any place else. But states exercising their sovereign right to apartheid and wall building. No. States exercising their sovereign right to genocides in Gaza Strip. States exercising their sovereign right to determine who enters and remains on their territory should fulfill their responsibility and obligation to protect the rights of migrants and to readmit those citizens who wish or who are obliged to return to their country of origin. It's not just the United States. This is a global issue. This is a United Nations program of action. And so when someone from Singapore or from China or from India travels to the United States and gets a job working for Gorbachev and the Green Cross Foundation, after maybe they work for the Sierra Club or the World Wildlife Federation, or maybe they work at your local schools or someplace else, parks and recreation, maybe they work for the large construction companies, in inclement weather they go home and they're welcomed back into Singapore or wherever they came from. Governments should consult with employers, trade unions, and civil societies on this issue. Here's number four, strengthening social cohesion through integration. Migrants and citizens of destination countries should respect their legal obligations and benefit from a mutual process of adaptation and integration. Adaptation, you see, that's Darwinian evolution being taught there. That's what these young people will be taught in their schools, in their villages. This whole idea of the survival of the fittest, adaptation and integration. They don't do too well integrating, do they? They create barrios right in your own hometown. I know a town nearby here, Monette, overrun. Used to be a really nice and pleasant downtown. Now it's not. Now it's been overrun to support the local chicken processing companies. The integration process should be actively supported by local and national authorities. And boy, is it, including the Chambers of Commerce. Employers and members of civil society, again, here locally. Just recently, there was a successful raid. They brought a bunch of the illegals out of the chicken plants. We heard about that sort of thing up north in a kosher food plant as well, didn't we? And should be based on a commitment to non-discrimination and gender equity. These are the three E's of sustainable development. Environment, oh, man-made global warming, yes, indeed, right? Polar bears doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean from one dead seal to the next, kind of having a nice day in the Arctic Ocean. That's what polar bears do when they swim around the ocean. But again, there's the three E's, environmental issues, as we transition out of oil into natural gas and hydrogen transportation sources and electrical generation. There's the three E's, environment, as we reforest America. The tree planting that was experimented on with moderate success in Mother Russia under Joseph Stalin. The GOSH plan, all of that. So the three E's of sustainable development, environment, economy. This is all about economy. This is all about economy. $10 billion invested in the poor Negroes in Africa for vaccines is going to translate into trillions of wealth generation and economic development programs. So let's not get too carried away in our humanitarian stuff. Okay? The three E's of sustainable development, environment, economy, and equity. Oh, yeah. And equity. Again, and should be based on a commitment to non-discrimination and gender equity. It should also be informed by an objective public, political, and media discourse on international migration. And you're inundated with that daily on the news. How many times have you opened up your browser and seeing advertisements on the page that you're looking at on the internet, or you've opened up a newspaper and the fallout card from Sears or some Walmart or something like that, and you get a full panoply of the multiculturalism and the gender equity in your eyes when you read and look at those sorts of things, those advertisements. When you look at the television, perhaps, I don't know, I don't have one. Again, all of this social cohesion through integration, informed by an objective public, political, and media discourse on international migration. And then five, protecting the rights of migrants. Protecting the rights of migrants. The legal and normative framework affecting international migrants should be strengthened, implemented more effectively, and applied in a non-discriminatory manner so as to protect the human rights and labor standards that should be enjoyed by all migrant women and men. Respecting the provisions of this legal and normative framework, states and other stakeholders must address migration issues in a more consistent and coherent manner. I'll bet you didn't get that in the nightly news. These principles of action weren't published in your local newspaper. These weren't sent home on a little sheet from Johnny in the school system. But they're certainly being discussed in Davos. At the World Economic Forum, they're certainly being discussed on Wall Street as Wall Street wages war with Main Street. It's certainly being discussed in the established two-party political systems as they work with all of their actors and stakeholders and negotiate for the successes in the 2010 election campaign. Principle number six, right after these words. Stay with me.
Of
the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Out this sixth principle of action. Again, I'm working out of a United Nations publication. You can find these materials up on the United Nations website, www.unp.un. Excuse me, yeah, no, it is. That's correct. unp.un.org. UNP, that's for United Nations Publications, unp.un.org. And that should take you to the bookstore of the United Nations, where you can find a copy of Compendium of Recommendations on the International Migration and Development. Compendium of Recommendations on International Migration and Development. It is their sales number, E.06.XIII.7. That's a Roman numeral 8 embedded in there. E.06.XIII.7. And this was published back in April 2006, one of the least discussed on international shortwave and media, internet media publications of the United Nations, and yet at the same time, it's absolutely the wharf and the whoop of the whole idea of this illegal alien invasion. And without understanding these, it's a moot point to discuss immigration. But many people have profited by it. I could name names, but I won't. This is point number six, number six principle of action. Enhancing governance, coherence, capacity, and cooperation. The governance of international migration should be enhanced by improved coherence and strengthened capacity at the national level. Greater consultation and cooperation between states at the regional level, and more effective dialogue and cooperation among governments and between international organizations at the global level. Such efforts must be based on a better appreciation of the close linkages that exist between international migration and development and other key policy issues, including trade, aid, state security, and human rights. And so if you can understand that trade is really, you know, it's first in the list, but it also has to do with state security. It has to do with the redesign and the redeployment of our branches of military. It has to do with our whole global enforcement of law, if you will, the international law, human security, human rights. It also has a lot to do with everything corporate that you could ever imagine. From another publication that I received from the same source, the United Nations Ecosos Affairs, is a pamphlet, it's a booklet, Trends in Sustainable Development, Energy, Industrial, Atmospheric, and Climate Change. Shows a picture of a poor little polar bear sitting on a piece of ice floe, looking pretty hungry. Looks to me, looking at his eyes, like he's thinking about a snack, thinking about how nice a baby seal would taste right about then. Of course, PETA wouldn't like that, but that's what polar bears do. They eat seals. This is an introductory piece here. DESA, the Department of Economic and Social Affairs of the United Nations Secretariat, is a vital interface between global policies in the economic, social, and environmental spheres and national action. The department works in three main interlinked areas. One, it compiles, generates, and analyzes a wide range of economic, social, and environmental data and information on which member states of the United Nations draw to review common problems and to take stock of policy options. That's a huge statement, but it talks about the interconnectedness and the interoperability of this global community, the global village. It speaks towards the extension of fiber optic cables into every backwater and village on the planet so that you can use the computer to govern and monitor and database and track and mine the people, the human resources on the planet, and to make certain that natural resources are not undiscovered and they're not being exploited by those that desire to exploit them for their own gain. Two, it facilitates the negotiations of member states, here capital M, capital S, in many intergovernmental bodies on joint courses of action to address ongoing or emerging global challenges. And boy, there's a bunch of them. This is an administration process. This is a rule set change, as the usurper said, change. Changes are coming. Rule sets are changing. Very interesting concept. Get into it on another broadcast. It advises DESA, the Department of Economic and Social Affairs of the United Nations Secretariat. It also advises interested governments on the ways and means of translating policy frameworks developed in the United Nations conferences and summits into programs at the country level, and through technical assistance helps build national capacities. And today, this morning, Bill and Melinda Gates bringing $10 billion to the international community, the financial contributions necessary to advance that aspect or that part of the framework, that program, that framework of advancing and developing and sustaining the labor pool for the global plantation. Continuing here, very interesting information in this particular book, Trends in Sustainable Development. It goes in with an introduction, energy, then it talks about industrial atmosphere, climate change, etc., end notes and sources for the graphics. But it talks about global trends. They're talking about growth in economy and energy and emissions. They talk about energy use per capita and the gross domestic product per capita worldwide. They talk about access to energy as steadily improving, electrification in developing regions, liquefied petroleum gas, residential uses. They talk about the world total primary energy supply by sources, and they break it down: natural gas, oil, coal, hydro, biomass, and nuclear energy. And they show it in 1985, then they project it in 2003. But they don't show it in 2010. But the pie chart is changing. The pie chart is changing. And all of these developing countries have that capacity to develop their pie charts. And if we're going to be involved in the economic stewardship of the planet, we need to know what all the pieces of their pie look like, so we know which pieces we want to take first. That's how we got Alaska. That's how we got Hawaii. Seward's Folly? Well, you say it any way you want to say it. It's the colonization of the planet. But we needn't think that these people have all of a sudden suddenly come under the jackboot of the crown of England and Parliament assembled. Not at all. There isn't a square inch on this planet that's independent and free. They're all interconnected. They're all interlinked. They're all interoperable. And so now we're just going to farm the planet. And as again, programming note, looks like the weather is not going to improve. It's still snowing outside. So I most likely won't be traveling to Springfield tomorrow. If you were going to go to Springfield to the conference, the Liberty Restoration Project, you won't see me there, unfortunately. And I apologize for that. But the reward outweighs the risks for such a road travel in southwest Missouri. Our roads are not at the top level. This is rural southwestern America, and cars do go upside down into ditches, into trees, and off cliffs and embankments. Anyway, I'll be leaving my truck in the driveway. Continuing a little bit further here, energy consumption is the main source of urban air pollution. Lack of modern energy services contributes to ill health and early death. Indoor smoke from solid fuels, blah, blah, blah. Clean fuels and vehicles. Integrated urban road pricing. In Singapore, has long had a road pricing scheme with tolls for those entering the city center. This has now been fully automated, and the tolls are available with the time of day and day of the week to reflect congestion. A similar system has been established in London and the EU and launched a European transport pricing initiative involving 8 other cities. And we wonder about the Trans-Texas Corridor and the toll roads. My friends, it's global. It ain't local. But we need to become vocal local and do what we can to block it right where we are. Have a great weekend. I'll be back again on Monday. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
40 Al from Kordak Country here.
If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.